It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
All right, time to play Beat Bernie and Matt Meany. Who's our contestant today?
We have one Stephen from Staten Island. He is a special education teacher.
All right, Stephen's on Staten Island this morning. Steve, good morning, pal. How are you?
Good morning, Sid. It's nice to talk to you.
Hey, buddy, thank you very much. You too. Appreciate
it. It's an honor to battle Bernie.
Oh, okay. Well, I wish you the best of luck. It is an honor because he's very, very smart and very good. But I wish you the best of luck, okay, pal?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, Steve, here we go. After a refusal to help New York City in a 1975 fiscal crisis, a New York Post banner trumpeted, "What president? Two city drop dead." So it was 75. The Post trumpeted, "To city drop dead." Who was the president? 75. All right,
Ford.
Who?
Ford.
Got it. Gerald Ford. Yeah, just got it in there. In February of 1962, who said, quote, "The sunset was beautiful. It went down very rapidly while in orbit around Earth looking over the Indian Ocean."
John Glenn.
Yes. Very good. Who was the leader of Israel's army in the 1967 Six-Day War and was assassinated attending a mass rally at the Kings of Israel Square in Tel Aviv in 1995? Tough one.
Don't have it.
That would have been Yitzhak Rabin. Number four. Who was, who was the first lady to live in the White House when she moved into the residence in November of 1800? Also tough. First lady, White House.
Mrs. Johnson.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax should be Jesus.
That would be Abigail Adams. And finally, after graduating from Princeton in 1965 and attending Oxford on a Rhodes Scholarship, who was the former senator from New Jersey who got dunked on by Al Gore in 2000 for the Democrat nomination for president? Dunked on. Very good. Jersey. Come on. Big-time college basketball.
Yeehaw, that guy.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax should be Jesus.
All right, you got two right, Steve. I'm putting you on hold. Here comes Bernard.
That's four. Thank you.
All right, hold on. Bernie, you get three right, you win, okay?
All right.
All righty. I say you get all five. That's my prediction. After a refusal to help New York City in a 1975 fiscal crisis, a New York Post banner trumpeted, "To city drop dead." To what president? 1975.
Let's see, Ulysses Gerald Ford.
Yeah. In February of 1962, Bernie, who said the sunset was beautiful, it went down very rapidly, said this while orbiting around Earth, looking over the Indian Ocean.
What year?
That would be 1962.
That was my boy Johnny.
Johnny Glenn. That's right. Who was the leader of Israel's army? If you get this, you win the game.
The Right Stuff, by the way. Tom Wolfe.
Very
great
good
book.
Movie.
Read
yes.
it. Read it.
See, you say movie. A book, I say movie. In the 1967 Six-Day War, the leader of Israel's army in the 1967 Six-Day War and was assassinated attending a mass rally at the Kings of Israel Square in Tel Aviv in 1995.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think that was, I have to say it was Moshe Dayan.
That's right.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax should be Jesus.
Yitzhak Rabin.
Yitzhak, okay.
Who was the first lady to live in the White House when she moved into the residence in November of 1800? Get this right, you win the game.
The first lady.
Yeah, that's right.
That was Abigail.
Yes. Hey! Abigail Adams. You've already won today's game, but in an opportunity to go 4 out of 5. After graduating from Princeton in 1965 and attending Oxford on a Rhodes Scholarship, who was the former senator from New Jersey who got dunked on by Al Gore in 2000 for the Democrat nomination for president?
I would say that was
easy.
Dollar Bill, y'all.
Yes, Bill Bradley.
Dollar Bill, y'all.
I think he scored 63 in a game against Notre Dame at Princeton. Anyway, Bernie wins.
By the way, my old friend, Dollar Bill Bradley.
I know you guys are friends.
We tight.
Yeah. 4-2, the final score. Bernie wins today. Bernie, say hello to Steve. He's on Staten Island.
Steve, good morning to you, my brother.
Good morning, Bernie. Nice to talk to you. And it was a good battle. Congratulations.
Yeah, game effort on your part, Steve, in Staten Island. Are you in the southern part of Staten Island?
Oh, no, 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 north.
North, okay. Wait. So you live in John Castellano's old house or whatever?
Paulie. John Gotti killed him, yeah.
Actually, he lived up on Toad Hill. I lived in the Toad Hill Projects.
Big difference, right?
Yeah, a little different.
You broke into his house. Let's put it that way.
I'm still around, though.
My man. So you're a special ed teacher. I mean, this pandemic has been particularly hard on kids with disabilities. How's it been for you over the past year?
Well, actually, I was a retired special ed teacher.
Oh.
I got out when it came to computers. It's very difficult with the special ed kids because they, more than anyone, needs the hand-on instruction. And it's really sad.
I have a high regard for special ed teachers because what they do, I don't know how anybody would become a special ed teacher. I mean, it is one of the toughest jobs in the country. So all the respect to you, big time.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, man. It was a good career. A lot of sports, actually. I was more like a phys ed recreation guy. So it was actually a lot of fun, man.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much for playing today's game, Steve. Have yourself a great weekend. Stay healthy, be well. 1-800-848-WABC. As always, that's the number, 1-800-848-9222. Your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid as we wrap up another epic week